What is happening, y'all? Your man AK is back with another episode of Kendrick Sports Talk Podcast, Grand Canyon's number one sports podcast. It's been far too long since I've been behind the mic, and between, you know, getting a boost from a couple of my homies telling me, you know, we need to hear from you, we'd love to hear some content, give us some episodes of Kendrick Sports Talk. Between that and just everything that's going on in the sports world, and I also woke up and saw this pretty dope reel this morning from Joey Diaz, which really got me going. You know, that really hyped me up. He was talking about, don't be a bitch. If you want something, go out and get it. Don't give a damn what anybody else is thinking. And so that really stuck with me. And yeah, just a multitude of things just led me to just want to get behind the mic and speak my mind again. Definitely appreciate the boost from some of my friends, but a couple really deep situations that I wanted to speak on today. The first one being Cain Velasquez. For those that know me, know I'm real deep into MMA. Cain Velasquez was one of my favorite fighters when he was an active fighter, former UFC heavyweight champion. Cardio machine, excellent wrestler. His striking came along excellent, and you know, as he went through his UFC career. But that's besides the point, because the situation is this: Cain Velasquez's family member was molested at daycare multiple times. The man accused of molesting Cain Velasquez's family member was arrested but then released. Cain Velasquez decided to take justice into his own hands as he felt betrayed by the pedophile being released. And I totally agree with, you know, his emotions there. But he took the law into his own hands. He chased this man 11 miles in a high-speed car chase, putting dents in the man's car, bullet holes in the man's car. Ended up shooting the man's stepfather, but was unable to kill the pedophile. Highly unfortunate that he wasn't able to get his hands on the man. Highly unfortunate that, you know, Cain Velasquez is probably going to spend a lot of time in prison now because of this. I have to say, I fully agree with Joe Rogan on this one. In the fact that he said, the only thing that I wish Cain would have done is just not use the gun and just use his hands. I fully agree with that 100%. As a father, and I'm sure almost any man in the world, you know, can agree with this in any family situation. If somebody molests a child in your family and then the person goes free, chances are something bad is going to happen to that person. The justice system failed many, many, many people in this situation. The justice system failed Cain Velasquez and his entire family. The justice system failed a lot of people in the area because they were put into danger. And then to top that off, Cain Velasquez has his bail hearing. And although this pedophile gets to still be out, Cain Velasquez is stuck in prison still. He was denied bail. So while the abuser gets to go free, Cain Velasquez is stuck in prison. The most unfortunate thing about that is he's no longer there to protect his family. And I think it's just utterly ridiculous that they let the dude out in the first place. And that's where I'm going to leave it. The second sensitive subject that I wanted to touch on in this episode is Brittany Griner. Those of you that know me know I'm a huge Mercury fan. I've been to Mercury games. I follow them very closely. I know almost all their players, you know, like The love for the Merc is real. Now, we just barely recently come to find out that one of the Mercury star player in Brittany Griner and one of the best players in the WNBA has been locked up overseas in Russia for who knows how long. We do know that she was arrested in February, but we do not know when. Now, Brittany Griner has been hooping overseas in Russia while the WNBA is not in play, because the WNBA does not have their shit together and does not pay their women enough, especially their stars. So the star players end up having to go overseas to earn extra salary. Griner being one of them. She's been doing this for years. She's been coming back and forth between Russia and the US for years. Now, when we heard the news, they said that she was locked up possibly for 3 weeks for a vape cartridge with hashish oil. Basically, to dumb it down, Brittany Griner has been locked up in Russia for possibly over a month for a vape cartridge with a little weed in it. In my opinion, you gotta be fucking kidding me for that shit, Russia. You gotta be fucking kidding me for that shit. In the US, that shit would never go down. So that just makes me super thankful for, you know, the US government and their laws. But besides the fact, we don't know if Griner's gonna make it back. She's facing up to 10 years in Russia prison for a vape cartridge. Now, they do not say when she was arrested. They do not say how long she's going to be there. Nothing. And we all know the situation that's going on with Russia and Ukraine. Now, they say that Brittany Griner was locked up before this whole Russia-Ukraine conflict started. But I do think that now in the situation that we're in, that definitely Putin could use her against the Americans, because obviously he's not very happy with us as a country. Griner being 6'9", black woman, and gay, none of that serves her well over there in Russia, because we know that they're racist as hell over there and they don't agree with being gay. Like, they are anti-gay over there as well. So nothing really works in Brittany Griner's favor. So I am praying and really hoping for her safe return. And on top of that, it's concerning for my Merc, because yes, they went out and got Tina Charles, which I also find this to be very interesting, how the timeline that they say that Brittany Griner could have possibly gotten arrested over there in Russia also correlates with the date that they signed Tina Charles. So that makes me wonder. Now, I ain't no conspiracy theorist or none of that shit, but it's just a thought that I had. It's one of those shower thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Like, why did they sign Tina Charles and just extra stack the roster? And it could have possibly been around the same time that Brittany Griner got locked up over there in Russia, and she might not make it back. And I also want to throw this out there. When Brittany Griner does eventually make it back to the US, which I'm going to speak that into existence, when Brittany Griner does eventually make it back to the US, will she be mentally fit to play basketball in the WNBA? I highly doubt it, because one, they don't take care of their players. Two, they don't have the best staffs. And three, who knows what she's going through over there in Russia. You know, on top of all the shit that she goes through just when she's in the United States, who knows what she's going through over there in Russia. People come back crazy from over there, you know. And who knows how this Russia-Ukraine conflict is going to end. So, you know, thoughts go out Cain Velasquez, and thoughts go out to Brittany Griner. You know that she makes it back to the USA safely. But that's, you know, that's definitely gonna impact my Phoenix Mercury without a doubt. The WNBA needs to get their shit together. The shit that happened with the, I believe it was the New York Liberty, with their owner basically stepping up and offering the players better flights, just basically upgrading their quality of life in any way possible that the owner could. The WNBA caught word of this and they cracked down on the team, saying that the team was in the wrong. No, WNBA, bitch, you in the wrong. You need to be doing what this owner wants to be doing for their team. If this owner is willing to pull out of their own pocket to increase, you know, the quality of life basically for these WNBA players, why isn't the league doing this on their own? Why aren't they already doing this shit? Like, these leagues, I do not understand what they are thinking. They should understand that these athletes are the product. We don't tune in to give a damn about the fucking owners. We don't tune in to give a damn about the fucking GMs. Shit, half the time, we don't even give a damn who the coach is half the time until they call a timeout. So it's like, the players are all you got. Pay the fucking players. Make sure that the players got everything that they need. Everything else should come second. So that goes to the WNBA, and then this segues into my other topic that I wanted to speak on, which is the MLB, which was locked out, and they just barely today agreed on a deal. So we are now going to have opening day on April 7th. They were so close to having to push back this season, or possibly not even have a season, because the owners and the Players Association couldn't agree. And they were so far away, supposedly. And I think it was just a media game, to be honest. Like, every couple hours you would hear something different as far as how far away the sides were on the negotiations. You know, one of the big names that was representing the players was Max Scherzer. And I totally get that the big-time players are trying to fight for the small-time players for the minimums and the smaller contracts. But these owners are fucking ridiculous. These owners, they didn't give a damn. Manfred and these owners didn't give a damn if they missed the whole first month of the whole damn season. And I'm sure that has a lot to do with there being 162 games to begin with. I think that's a lot of games to start with, but MLB fans love how many games they got in their season. But as far as the owners and Manfred, they didn't give a damn if this season started on time. You know, I'm sure they were getting pressure from the media and the players not wanting to lose their salary. And so that's probably why the deal ended up getting done. But it's like at the last second, there was a bunch of fake deadlines, where they said, if we don't get it done by this date, you know, we're going to push it back this far. If we don't get it done by this date, we're going to push it back this far. Well, it was all bullshit because they finally got it done. So baseball is back, baby. Let's go, Angels. Yeah, free agency starts now. I think it's going to be a chaotic month of signings and tradings and everybody just trying to figure out their shit here at the last moment. But I just hope that my Angels get some pitching going forward for this year. I think that we have a solid lineup, so hopefully our pitching gets better. And yeah, I'm just happy that we actually have a baseball season. I'm gonna take a quick break, wet my whistle, get a quick drink, and I'll be right back. Keep it with me.
Slave children, they were here. Gotta shout out Entrepreneurs Talk and Sports with Dre Day. Kendrick Sports, you know how that works.
That's work.
Nutty Man Talk, tacos and touchdowns.
Okay.
Everybody loves sports. The ball is in your court now.
Yeah.
Talking life with Uncle Chuck at Peach's Place. For my health, got the winning weed and wellness. Put the gas up on the shelf. I'm the tea, got the moves you can use. I'm a mocha tea too. And I'm being and becoming the best man that I can be too. Take a ride with Dan USA. Elevate your thoughts too. I'm with Life with Impact. And I'm with the Juice Group. Inside Picasso, got the art. Keep going, homie. Now we can chill with Dr. Baby's daddy. Booties do what they do. I've been shooting shit with Chuck. Chilling with Mike the comedian. Higher than a hippie giraffe. They look up and they ain't seeing them. I'm grinding to my goals like I'm Will Star. Just keep going, you know you can make it real far. Welcome to the arena. Sports Life, Bars and Chitters.
Sports Life, Bars and Chitters.
Sports Life, Bars and Chitters.
Yeah, yeah.
Chill. You know the deal.
You know the deal, yeah.
Yo, your man Kendrick is back. The track that you just heard is the official anthem theme song for the SLA Network, in which I represent the sports section of the network, Sports, Life, Art, and Chill. Shout out to See Money, Get Money, Trevo for the track and the dope shout out right off tops for the Kendrick Sports Talk podcast. So that's dope as hell. Much appreciated. Big things in the work for both the network, the SLA Network, and the podcast. So if you made it with me this far, you probably fuck with me. So make sure that you follow me on all social medias, Twitter, Kendrick Sports Talk at podcast KST, Instagram, Kendrick Sports Talk, and Facebook, Kendrick Sports Talk. Please make sure you give me a follow, like, subscribe on wherever you listen, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever the case may be. Like, subscribe, all that jazz. Please just help out the algorithm, support your boy. It's all much appreciated. Last thing I want to mention in regards to the plugs is I do have Kendrick Sports Talk t-shirts still. Hit me up if you want one. Now, the last few things I wanted to talk about before I jump off this is the NFL. Bunch of trades gone on recently. Couple of them involving starting quarterbacks. The big one that I want to go ahead and address is the Russell Wilson trade, him going from the Seahawks to the Denver Broncos. Now, Denver Broncos fans, I know that they feel like they're in win now mode, so this was huge for them. They're feeling like they're about to win the Super Bowl now. I do like this trade for Denver. I feel like, you know, they needed a quarterback just to get them over that little hump. You know, they're in a super, super tough division. So Russ might not even be the best QB in that division, but he is still going to be an upgrade from Drew Lock. With that being said, I don't think that Seattle necessarily did bad with this trade either. I think that it is a win-win for both teams, both Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks, because of the amount of picks that the Seahawks got. Now, they traded away a whole shit ton of picks just so they can scoop up Jamal Adams, and that obviously hasn't proven to be the best trade for them. But with them getting all these picks, they now have a whole mess of first and second round picks now in the very near future, and they did get Drew Lock on the return. So the thing that I like about this trade for the Seahawks is, for one, they do have Drew Lock. It's not like they're going to have to draft somebody, you know, and hope that they play decent being a rookie, or, you know, go with whoever was the backup to Russ Wilson. So I don't hate that. And with them having all these first and second round draft picks, they're set up for the future really nicely. I feel like they can still get a good return on investment from some of those draft picks. I think they have six in total in the next couple years of first and second round picks. So that's plenty of opportunity to be able to get, you know, some good return on Russ Wilson, which, let's be honest, Russ was not getting back to the Super Bowl with the Seahawks. You know, he has to deal with the Cardinals and the Rams, which we saw how that went for him last season. Wasn't looking very good. So we'll see how this change of scenery goes for Wilson being up there. Heard stuff about, you know, with him having a big arm up there in Denver with the thin air, you know, might see some good long bombs, but we'll see what happens. One thing that really surprised me with the Seahawks was that they went ahead and released Bobby Wagner, who's possibly their best all-time defensive player in franchise history. A dude that's, as far as I can remember, he spent his whole career in Seattle, you know, back when they had the Legion of Boom and all that. And it's not like he's been falling off. You know, Bobby Wagner is still one of them top players. So this was very surprising to me. With that being said, I'm very interested to see where Bobby Wagner ends up. One of the teams, you know, with the Cowboys creating the cap room. Is another thing that I wanted to mention was Dak Prescott and Zach Martin restructured their deals to give the Cowboys a little bit more cap going into free agency. Obviously, Amari Cooper was also cut, which he would have cost them an additional $20 million toward the cap. So the Cowboys decided to kind of play with their cap a little bit more so than keep some of these returning players. They also went ahead and franchise tagged Dalton Schultz, which I didn't fully agree with, but I assume that they would go ahead and grab a different tight end in free agency. Bobby Wagner could end up on the Cowboys. I think that'd be crazy as hell. One of the other destinations that Bobby Wagner was talking about ending up on was the LA Chargers, which I don't think is going to happen anymore. I'll get to that here in a minute, though, on why I don't think Bobby Wagner is going to end up on the Chargers. But one of the destinations that was talked about for Bobby Wagner to end up on was the New England Patriots, which obviously that's going to be another excellent fit. He fits well in any defensive scheme, but just having Belichick as a coach, and we've seen what he's done with dudes like Hightower and Jamie Collins. You know, Bobby Wagner will fit right in. With a mind like Belichick, you already know what to expect there. One of the trades that I was really, really, really excited about, and I'm going to be really excited about probably for a long time, is Carson Wentz getting traded from the Indianapolis Colts to the Washington Commanders. Yes, I said the Washington Commanders, as the Washington football team has officially come up with their name as the Washington Commanders, which, all jokes aside, is a horrible name to pick. But with Carson Wentz being on the Washington Commanders now, we get to see Carson Wentz twice a year, which, as a Cowboys fan, I absolutely love. Yeah, I mean, with the Commanders being led by Wentz, the Giants looking how they did last year, and you know, I'm not gonna say anything bad about Daniel Jones, but with the Giants being how they were last year, and with the Eagles still growing under Jalen Hurts, and we'll see, you know, what they do in the draft and in free agency to build around Hurts. But yeah, with all that being said, it looks real good for my Cowboys right now. The reason why I was mentioning earlier that I don't believe Bobby Wagner is going to end up on the Los Angeles Chargers is because they actually went ahead and traded their second round, and I believe it was a fifth or sixth round, for Khalil Mack. So Khalil Mack joins Joey Bosa on that Los Angeles Chargers pass rush D-line linebacker core, I should say, the front seven. So I know Chargers fans are going to be ecstatic about that, because you ain't going to find a second rounder that matches what Khalil Mack can bring to the field. And that's all I really got to say about that. But with it being, what is it today, March 10th, March Madness, baby. March Madness begins. Yeah, maybe if I keep grinding, your boy can get sponsored by DraftKings. So, yeah, put out the word. Get your boy AK sponsored by DraftKings, because we all know how much I have fun on that app. And with that being said, I do have Gonzaga to make the Final Four at plus money, and I do have Duke to make the Final Four at plus money, which I think are pretty damn good bets. I'm also looking at teams like Arizona and UCLA, obviously well-coached and pretty solid squads, so we'll see how deep into the tournament they get. But this whole month, man, it's just crazy. Like, you look at each day, there's so many games, there's so much action to be had, so much to talk about, so much to watch. Yeah, thank you for listening to me thus far. Like I said before, make sure that you're following me on all social medias, hit that like, subscribe, whatever you can to help support. Let me know what you think about, you know, these trades, these topics that I've touched on in this episode. Biggest way that you can help me is just go on social media and just comment what you think underneath every post, you know, instead of just scrolling by it or, just hitting that heart button. Just go ahead and just let me know how you feel, whether you agree, disagree, whatever the case may be. Appreciate all the love and support. For those of y'all that have kids, family, have a good spring break. Spring break coming up. Have a good March Madness. Enjoy March Madness. Baseball is back. Baseball is back, baby. Free Britney, free Kane, MLB and WNBA, get your fucking shit together. Kendrick out. Peace.